Ardra Community Childcare opened the purpose-built premises in the heart of Ardra Town in 2007 after securing funding from the EU for a special programme for peace and reconciliation and with the help of many local fundraising initiatives in Ardra. Since then, it has provided vital childcare for hundreds of families in the area and the surrounding areas and provides an essential after-school service for children attending six national schools close to the facility. There is no doubt that this childcare service is extremely important to the people of Ardra. Many people rely on this service and many parents have stated that they would be unable to work without it. It was devastating for them to discover the findings of a recent defective block report which showed significant defective concrete materials in all five tested areas, including the building's foundations. The report recommended that the building should be demolished and rebuilt due to the high levels of pyrite, and free mica. However, disgracefully, there is no government funding available for this. Ardra Community Centre Community Childcare is a community organisation with a voluntary board of directors who have charitable status. We have been telling the government since the introduction of the redress scheme that defective blocks would be found in buildings such as this, yet the government refused to listen, and now community organisations such as Ardra Community Childcare are faced with this dire situation through no fault of their own. They are in this position because of the government's light touch regulation, and now the government refuses to address or rectify the effect that this light touch regulation has had on community buildings across Donegal. In response to a question regarding Ardra Community Childcare, Minister O'Gorman stated that this is a unique situation. I dispute this completely. This is certainly not a unique situation, and the government would know this if they'd listened to the opposition and the people affected from the beginning. Taoiseach, defective blocks are having a detrimental effect on many important services across Donegal already, such as Rafo Community Child Group and Letterkenny Community Childcare as well, and this is only the beginning. As the years go on, we will start to see the effect of defective blocks on far more community and public buildings in Donegal and across the whole country. Taoiseach, you must address this now before the issue gets completely out of hand and many vital services are forced to close as a result. There is no way the likes of Ardra Community Childcare would be able to raise the amount of money required to demolish and rebuild a building as a small community. Without vital government funding, they will be forced to close their doors during a crisis in childcare, and this will be devastating for the town of Ardra. So, Taoiseach, what are you going to do and your government going to do to make sure that this doesn't happen and that these defective buildings and defective blocks will actually be remedied?
Thank you very much, Deputy Pringle. Taoiseach.
Thanks very much, Kian Corlan, and thanks to Deputy Pringle for raising two important issues which have clearly intertwined here, the issue of the defective concrete blocks, and particularly today in relation to your question, the devastating impact that that's having now in your constituency in relation to community childcare facilities and your specific reference in relation to Ardra, but also your reference to Rafo and to Letterkenny as well. What I can tell you today is that I know Minister O'Gorman's department is aware of the service that you referenced specifically in relation to Ardra, and it is aware of the impact that defective blocks are having on that service. My understanding is that the department is now examining how it can use existing capital funding in the department and see if that could be repurposed to try and assist in that case. And my understanding is that Minister O'Gorman and his officials are working on this through what they call their department's sustainability process. So I do want you to know that there's an awareness in government in relation to this issue, and there is a real willingness to try and engage and to come up with a solution, perhaps separate and distinct to the broader issue in relation to defective concrete blocks in the existing scheme as well, because I know a lot of work has gone in to that enhanced scheme that is now open for applications, and I know the final regulations were the result of extensive consultation with key stakeholders, and the new scheme is now providing very considerable enhancements, and as we discussed in the past, I think there's been 1,644 applications received to the previous scheme and another 514 to the enhanced scheme as of the end of May. But what you're clearly highlighting here today is I'm not suggesting it's a new issue, it's certainly a new issue to me, in the sense that there's now community childcare facilities outside the scope of the scheme being impacted by defective blocks. Obviously, government will need to take that extremely seriously. I'm pleased that Minister O'Gorman and his department have an awareness of it. They will engage on the issue, and I know they are currently actively examining how their own existing capital funding could perhaps be repurposed to assist in this case. And perhaps I'd suggest that the Minister might engage with you directly on the matter too.
Thank you, Taoiseach, and I thank you for your response, and Mr. Dorman as well, because it is vitally important that this is recognised. But I do think that you need, as a whole of government, to actually take the approach that this is a crisis that is going to get worse. Because there is community buildings right across Donegal, and there's private buildings, there's factories, there's farm buildings, everything, that are all going to be collapsing over the next couple of years because of the defective concrete crisis. And there's also, it's going to be widened out across the whole country as well, because this is not only a Donegal issue. It's been highlighted in Donegal in the first sense, where it's the worst place, but it is going to expand across the whole country. And you need to get on top of it, and your government needs to actually deal with this. And what you could do as well is you could amend IS 465 to actually include pyrite and pyrrhotite as defective materials. And that is very simply done. And you could actually do that, and that would mean that a lot of people would be able to repair their houses as they stand at the minute. But that's a slightly different issue, but I would point to the whole, how the government is embracing this whole problem. And unfortunately, this is going to be a massive problem. And then how do you make sure that this never happens again in the future? You make sure that there's proper regulation put in place and it's actually enforced, rather than doing away with regulation. Thank you.
No, look, I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this, and I acknowledge you raise it on a regular basis, as do colleagues in Donegal as well. And like at the outset, let me accept a statement of the obvious that you rightly said, and it's important to say that I know and government knows this isn't just a Donegal issue, and indeed my own notion here goes through obviously Mayo, Clare and Limerick as other areas that have been affected, and indeed government took a decision recently in terms of the inclusion of Sligo County Council as well. So I'm very much aware that this is an issue which perhaps first came to visibility in Donegal with devastating effects and worry and stress for people, but certainly is one that isn't exclusive to Donegal. Look, I do think, and we have a back and forth in this chamber, and that's one of the reasons it's here, to speak up for your constituents, but I would think government has endeavoured to make a real intervention here, an intervention of incredible scale. We are continuing to work our way through issues as they arise. You've brought another relatively new issue here in relation to community childcare. We're now engaging on that as well. What I won't be today, because I don't want to be disingenuous to people, is be prescriptive in terms of how we help that childcare community centre you've referenced in our draft. But let's ask Minister O'Gorman to continue his engagement and to revert to you directly.